Well, I suppose, to be honest, I suppose it kind of, you would have felt that, all right, for a few years ago, whenever the careers were kind of moving on, like, and I suppose as a kid, it's always your dream to play in an All-Ireland final, and you'd be up watching them and that, and you'd always love to be out there, but for a while, I suppose, I thought that was gone, but when Jim came in last year, he probably put that belief back on us, like, and winning last year's Ulster title really reinforced that belief, and the back-to-back this year then, I suppose, pushed us on that wee bit more, and we're only one step away from it now, so just hopefully we can go on and do it. Yeah.
You're the top scorer, and there's pressure on you with that. I mean, it's nice to be able to say that to someone, you're the top scorer in the championship, but that comes with pressure because it increases the expectations of you, and when it comes to the big days, people are looking to you and one or two others to produce the goods.
Well, I suppose people maybe on the outside looking in might think that, but I know myself when I go out on the field, like, as long as I work hard and work as a unit with the team, and I only have to look over my shoulder, and you've got Michael Murphy and Patrick McBurty, and you've three other forwards and two midfielders and six defenders that can go up the field and score as well. Like, so, I wouldn't feel that pressure myself. I just have to make sure I focus on my game and to work hard. And if I do bring that, maybe the scores will come then.
Yeah, I've watched you for a long time playing football, Colm, and I mean the talent has never been in question. But is it reasonable to suggest I haven't seen you enjoy your football as much as I have in the last 18 months, 2 years, perhaps?
Absolutely, without a doubt now. Been really enjoying it. It's probably even coming from the training ground. I've never been enjoying the training as much, even going to the gym and working with Jim and Rory then in the field, the football training sessions, like. And I suppose it's been carried out onto the field then, and I suppose the success helps you enjoy that a wee bit more too, like. Yeah. So I must say they've been two very enjoyable years, and hopefully we can really cap it off now. Yeah.
Well, Colin McFadden's going to play in an All-Ireland final. I mean, that has to have a good ring about it, because I suggested to Declan Boner after the semi-final, it's the ultimate for a Gaelic footballer, Colin. You know, people dream about it when they're a young fella. Yeah. To be in Croke Park on that day in September, and the opportunity's presented itself at last for you. I mean, it must be a great feeling for someone who's been around for as long as you have.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to it now. I suppose as a young fella, every young fella watches the All-Ireland final at home with his family or whatever, and then suppose when I was playing for county football, then you're lucky enough to get two tickets, so I wouldn't have missed. I would go up to nearly all the All-Ireland finals and watch them, and it's something special about that day. There's a great atmosphere and great buzz, and I'll really cherish running out in Croke Park on the 23rd.
And can we depend on you to add to that impressive total? I think it's 327 at this particular stage.
Oh, well, hopefully now, as long as I work hard, I suppose, and if the scores come on top of that, it'll be a bonus, but I think I don't care who scores, as long as we have more points scored at the end than Mayo. Be happy enough.